In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When God created the world, He made the crown of His creation, the human race, in His image. Perfect people lived in a perfect world, in a perfect relationship with God. But mankind rebelled against God, bringing sin into the world and death to all. God declared the wages of sin to be death. We too are guilty, and we confess our sinful thoughts, words, and actions. However, God, who is love, did not want to be separated from His children forever. He promised a Savior who would bear the punishment for sin, defeat the devil, and break the bonds of death.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
When the time had fully come, God sent His Son. Jesus, our Savior, has paid the ransom for your debt. Your sins are forgiven. In view of God's mercy, today we light the hope candle. The Spirit declares to the psalmist, "Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption." We wait for the Lord, and in His word we put our hope.
Come, our hope, who has declared salvation's won, do not despair. Help us believe that once for all you bore God's wrath, redeeming all. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
In the hope of God, we go to the world, to our friends, relatives, acquaintances, and neighbors. We regard no one from a worldly point of view. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. God has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. Jesus, who had no sin, became sin for us. In Him we have become the righteousness of God.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you.